Well, I don't know about you, but that was too much tension for me in baseball last night. But what a game!
All the twists and the turns of this series. Springer will come in to score. Guerrero around to third. And Varsho with an RBI single to tie the game.
Oh man, happy Tuesday! They're probably still celebrating in Toronto, and just an amazing evening of baseball. Yeah, the summer of George has continued into the fall thanks to that Springer Digger.
I proclaim this the summer of George!
All of Canada was cheering. That was the scene in the, this is the scene in the Calgary Saddle Dome last night, as the puck actually hadn't been dropped. They're just about to drop the puck, and then they look up on the big screen. That is the most Flames fans have had to cheer about in a long, long time, and Vladdy Guerrero Jr.'s hometown in the Dominican Republic went nuts. Yeah, that was crazy. The Blue Jays' first trip to the World Series now in 32 years. The Jays host Game 1 against the Dodgers on Friday night. And that was just too much tension for me. The bats didn't come alive as quickly as I thought they would. Seattle with a lead till the 7th. And I won't lie, when I saw Vladdy walking before the game into the Rogers Center wearing Leafs Matthews jersey, it kind of surprised me. Matthews' Game 7 luck is nothing but loss. I thought, is this a bad omen? And I thought about it as the Jays were struggling to regain the lead. But man, they did it. And heck, I'm not even a baseball fan, and I'm all in on this one here. That was just fun to watch. But a little too tense for my liking. But hey, there are other stories we're going to be following this morning. For instance, how about a follow-up on all those app questions we had about this time yesterday morning? Our Ring camera apps, Timmy's, McDonald's, Snapchat, just to name a few, were not working. Well, it caused major headaches, and we know, of course, that it came from this outage at Amazon Web Services. But just to give you a little more insight, they do global data storage that so many of these companies rely on their own services. So when it went down, a cascade of companies were affected. In the U.S. and Canada, companies in charge of our most popular apps, online shopping, even they had problems in the U.S. with ticketing at airlines. Ticketmaster before the Jays game was affected and kind of created a little chaos. But this morning, they say the problem has been completely fixed. However, a down detector, a company who monitors services, suggests even though Amazon said it has been fixed, there could be some lag even today.
Even once they fix some of those problems, there's going to be a big backlog and there'll be errors that will take some time to get worked out.
Seems pretty crazy that millions of businesses count on Amazon to store their data, who is essentially providing like a massive cloud, if you will, based IT storage facility. And companies are basically renting computers and services from them in these large data centers. And now we know when it goes down, we're all affected. But I guess that's the risk of running so much internet traffic through a single provider. Anyhow, another story that we're watching happened in a Regina courtroom yesterday. The Crown started laying out its case against the man accused of killing Misha Pavlik. Misha was killed at a grad party in 06, and no one was charged until 2 years ago. And our senior reporter, Lisa Shegg, was in court for the first day of the trial. And she witnessed the newly chosen jury watching pictures pop up on a screen in front of them, illustrating the story of how the Crown was laying out its opening statement. And the Crown said over the next 4 weeks, the jury will hear about a grad party, a group who weren't invited and showed up anyhow. Had a couple of fights, possibly over an ex-girlfriend that ended with Misha dead. And the Crown lawyer told them they won't hear from anyone saying they saw the accused do it, but he believes they'll be convinced he did. A trial we'll be watching every day with our senior reporter, Lisa Schick. Well, if you're a Blue Jays fan, you were probably just holding back the tears of joy. Or maybe you were just crying because of the thrill of that victory last night. But man, what a game. One team that hadn't been to the big dance in 32 years and another that has never been there, who because of George Springer will not be going this year either.
And a swing and a fly ball to left field. Back goes a Rosarena. She's gone!
Yeah, maybe the biggest hit of his career. Just an unbelievable moment in the bottom of the seventh for Springer. A three-run homer to keep the Jays alive. And Springer said himself after the game, he was just blown away by how it all happened and what led to it.
I just tried to get the guy in from third, honestly. The at-bats before me were unbelievable. The bunt by Hemi is huge. That's such a hard thing to do in that spot. So if it's not for those three guys, you know, who knows what happens, but I owe it to them.
If it's not for you, you guys aren't off to the World Series. Enjoy your horse ride down the street on Bremner Avenue.
Yeah, tarps off, baby!
Man, that was a pretty awesome celebration. It was a team effort. Gausman and Bassett chipping in out of the bullpen. Jeff Hoffman a day after throwing 35 pitches and striking them out in the ninth. And, of course, Vladdy carrying the dream and becoming the MVP.
Yes, but that game's not finished. We got four more to go.
Yeah, four more to go, he said. It was pandemonium on the streets of Toronto after the game. Here's the scene outside of the Rogers Centre. I'm not hearing any reports of any violence, thankfully, this morning, but there was just a lot of happiness. And back to the Springer dinger there. That ball was caught by a guy wearing his jersey. And they found the guy after the game. His name is Michael Angeletti, and he said he knew he was going to catch Springer's home run ball before it actually happened. He's a Toronto native. He's sitting out in left field in the front row. He said, I had actually texted my cousin I was going to catch the ball before it happened. And sure enough, at the crack of Springer's bat, he drops his phone and he caught Springer's three-run homer that led to the Jays winning 4-3.
I feel blessed to be a part of Canadian sports history. I'm a Toronto sport fanatic. I love all our teams, especially the Blue Jays. Wishing him the best in the Fall Classic. Georgie boy, I'm wearing your jersey, just so you know.
He said he was open to doing what's best for the ball. If it means trading it back to the Jays as a piece of history, he'd do it. But for now, he said he just feels blessed to be a part of Canadian sports history. The look on his face when he caught that ball was, well, it was fun. It was hilarious. And man, who wouldn't want to be in his spot? How about manager John Schneider on the field after the game? Apparently doesn't care about censors.
This is f***ing unbelievable for me. This is my 24th year with this organization, and I love it here. These fans, this country, you deserve all of this. It's not about me. It's about every single one that's behind me, and I couldn't be happier to represent this team.
All right, now I want to give you one of the legends of baseball on the Fox broadcast. Here's A-Rod making his World Series prediction. He thinks the Jays have a shot at beating the defending champion Dodgers.
For the casual fan out there, I don't think they understand how balanced and how good Toronto is. I think everyone understands the Dodgers' greatness because they've been at this level for the last 10 years as a dominant franchise in the sport with the dominant player in Shohei Ohtani. But this is not David versus Goliath. This is truly Goliath versus Goliath. The reason why I think the Blue Jays have a shot is two reasons. One, this team is going to be off for 6 or 7 days. They haven't faced live pitching. That's always something you have to be cautious for. They have to fly cross country, and they're very tough to beat. And now they got their mojo back and they're ready to go.
All right, there you have it. A-Rod on the World Series starting Friday in Toronto. Remember, the Jays have home field advantage because they won one more game than the Dodgers did during the regular season. But for just about everybody on the Jays, it's going to be the first time to the big dance. Springer's been there, so is Scherzer. Sir Anthony Dominguez, he's been there. That's it in terms of play in the World Series. Bring it on! Well, I do want to give a little bit of a mention here to Senior Girls Soccer Championship last night. High school division here, Miller defeated O'Neill 4-2 on the girls' side. And Senior Boys Soccer Championship had Campbell defeating Leboldus 2-0. Now, Friday night, more high school fun. It's playoff action here. Friday night at Mosaic, the first game at 5:15 in high school football. Miller takes on Winston-Knoll. And then later at 7:30, Riffle meets Campbell. And the winners of those two games will move on to the final next Friday. Halloween, the 31st of Friday night at Mosaic. I imagine it's going to be a lot of crazy high school fans in the stands wearing costumes that night. That'll be a fun night. Also want to give a little love to the Regina Food Bank and their mission. CEO John Bailey joining me now. Johnny, we need to shed a little light on the Mosaic Million Meal Challenge that is underway right now. Tell us how it works, how it helps.
Well, we're super excited. This is the sixth year of the Mosaic Million Meal Challenge, and we think it's going to be better than ever. So there's a ton of ways folks can get involved. But the big headline is we're trying to raise another million meals over the next 3 weeks here. So it's a big task, but we're excited to get rolling on it.
All right, show us how we can get involved then. What do we do?
So there's a number of ways you can get involved. Obviously, for us, and we talk about it all the time when I'm on the show, cash is king. So if folks want to donate, they can go to reginafoodbank.ca and hit the donate now button. Now, what's really exciting about it is the Mosaic Company is matching the first $75,000 in gifts. So your dollar goes twice as far during the next 3 weeks here.
Okay. And are you going to be popping up in malls and stores? Like, what are you doing around the city to bring attention to this?
Tons of sort of activations. Folks are going to be doing their own things. We'll be having actually a really cool activity on October 29th. It'll be our corporate challenge in which corporate teams are going to be able to go in and actually do a bit of a food hunt, but with the aim being to put together some meal packs to go into the food hub. So folks can either get their companies involved or just come down and cheer on some of our corporate challenges as they go through and put together some meal packs for the folks that we serve.
All right. So if a corporation is listening and thinking, yeah, we should get in on this, do they go to the website or where do they find information on what to do?
For sure. They can go to reginafoodbank.ca. It's right in the banner, how to get involved. And as a corporation goes through, it takes through all the details of the event logistics, what to expect, and how to get involved. And again, with the support of Mosaic, we're able to push towards a million meals in just 3 weeks, which is quite an astonishing number.
Regina Food Bank CEO John Bailey has the uncertainty of the Postal Workers Union and Canada Post talks messed with donations, or is it already mostly online anyhow?
The Canada Post job action is definitely affecting us. We do try to encourage folks to go online, but there are some folks who really like doing checks in the mail. So that Million Meal Challenge mailer, which is a self-addressed stamped envelope that comes with it, is coming, but we're not sure when it's going to come through, and we don't know when folks can get back. So if folks still want to do it, we know it's going to be safe. Just know there's going to be a lag, but we really are encouraging folks to go to reginafoodbank.ca, hit donate now, and most importantly, you get your tax receipt right away.
What sort of numbers is the food bank helping as we close in on the last couple of months of the year?
Well, I mean, this is, again, sort of a little bit of broken record time for us, but the need continues to increase. So think about last year, we hit a milestone that we're not super excited about, which is we served over 22,000 people in our city last year alone, and we're trending even higher this year. But at the same time, we are very proud of the work we do, and we're so grateful to the community that allows us to serve that many folks their needs, because the need right now is greater than it's ever been. The community continues to step up to support us so we can get those people fed.
All right, John, hit us up at the website one more time.
It's reginafoodbank.ca. You can check out the Mosaic Million Meal Challenge page there, or you can just click right through to the Donate Now tab, and it'll take you through and get you processed.
Worthwhile. Again, Mosaic matching donations up to $75,000. John, thanks for the update.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Well, the Green Zone went blue yesterday for Game 7, and man, I have told you again and again, I'm not a baseball fan, I'm not a major Blue Jays fan, but I'm all in, I'm on the bandwagon, and I have to admit, these last 3-4 games, I have watched pretty much the whole thing through. I love how baseball is a lot faster now, they really changed the game, that's good, but it was too much tension for me last night. Seattle struck first, they're up 1-0. Then we enter the second. The Jays answer.
And another one. And it's rolled up the middle and into center. Springer will come in to score. Guerrero around to third. And Varsho with an RBI single to tie the game.
All right, so tie game. And I'm feeling all right. I'm trying to ignore Vladdy walking in wearing a Matthews Leafs jersey. That might have been a bad omen. I try to ignore that as the game moves on. And it just wasn't feeling good for Jays fans, especially the top of the fifth.
High fly ball to deep right field. Barger back at the wall, and it is gone into the Mariner pen. Cal Raleigh with his fourth home run of the series, and the Mariners now lead 3-1.
All right, and that's where the October tension became real. But eventually, just hang on, hang on. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. Get to the seventh inning, please.
A swing and a fly ball to left field. Back goes a Rosarena. She's gone!
Oh, man, the stinger dinger. And, boy, the Jays take the lead, and then Bassett with three enormous outs in the top of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth, the Jays start with a base hit from Varsho. Clement then comes up with a base hit, moves Varsho to third. Varsho up to bat, lines it. Oh, suddenly two outs and the tension begins all over again. The Blue Jays, they had threatened, but they came up with nothing. We moved to the ninth, up by one. Can it hold? Hoffman on the mound, doing, I think, what just about any kid would dream about doing. Pitching to get you into the World Series.
Starting the ninth. That is counting strikes. 2-2 pitch.
Hoffman, drafted by the Jays back in 2014, traded away in 2015, returning to them 10 years later, and just sent Toronto to the World Series. Man, we wanted a classic. We got it. The team just never quits, even all season long. They had more come-from-behind wins in the regular season than any other club in baseball. Not that you want to do it that way, but that's the way it did work out for the Jays. And then last night, Guerrero named the MVP. They've been incredibly fun to watch this year, even for a Blue Jay bandwagon jumper like myself. First, they clinch a playoff spot. Then they won the division. Then they knocked the Yankees out in the division series. Now they've come back late in Game 7 to defeat the Seattle Mariners, who have never been to the big dance. And the Jays are now the American League champions. As Vladdy had said after the game, four more games to go despite a 26-28 start, a stretch late in the season where they lost 6 out of 7, looked like the division was in jeopardy despite injuries and having to figure out things on the fly. So many different players stepping up, filling in, finding a way to excel. And a remarkable year continues here. The World Series starts Friday night in Toronto. The Jays, they have home field advantage too, right? Because they had one more game that they won than the Dodgers did during the regular season. How are you feeling as a Jays fan? Are you thinking, well, that was fun? That's our World Series. Do you think they're going to get crushed by the Dodgers? I know Daryl Davis, our Green Zone analyst, he's going to join me after the 7 o'clock news here this morning. Daryl, of course, mad at the Dodgers for eliminating his Brewers. He knows firsthand what the pain is like, but it should be a dream World Series. You have the best team on the planet, the Dodgers, who have the best athlete in the world, Shohei Ohtani, and the Blue Jays. Well, we've got Vladdy, the best hitter. Can't wait for the World Series. Friday night, it begins in Toronto.